The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05, April the 17th. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just join our chat room and come in and say hello. Oh, gosh, it's just there's room there for you. It's starting early. Hey, Bad Bob. Was eating strange food yesterday and is not here today.
Probably off the new land.
Yeah, he was foraging off his new property.
Yes.
But Just Bob's here.
He ate the wrong route.
Hello, Just Bob.
Good morning,
Carl. You know, I think Just Bob gave it to Bad Bob because today is 1 year that Just Bob has been working.
Well, congratulations. Happy anniversary. We have been very happy having you on board.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a delight to
be
here.
Great job on the news.
Well, thank you.
We have compliments on the street.
We have somebody that doesn't work in our station, but it's in the building here. We call him Grumpy Bob, and then we have, of course, Bad Bob, and we have Just Bob. You know, just well, I say just because he's Just Bob. You know.
And then there's Carl, and that's Simply Carl.
Simply Carl, thank you, and beautiful Linda.
And today, Bad Bob will be known as Bad Food Bob.
Bad Food Bob. Hey, good morning. Glad to be here. Well, of course, and I'm sure you're hearing it wherever you turn on the news, or if you open your paper, and most of all, your checkbooks. Today is tax day.
That's it.
And, you know, of course, on Sunday we celebrated what we thought was going to be the end of the season with our favorite
CPAs.
You know, Rick and Lori Goyne. Right. We'll say their names right out there.
Rick and Lori Goyne.
And
great people if you need tax help.
They're so busy. They came to dinner after they had been working probably pulled a 12-hour day. I don't even know if they have like a beginning of the day and the end of the day in that business.
Well, but as of today, this is the day, you send in your money. If you've been hanging on to that money for this long, it's now you can now give it in. Now, I send in a check. I don't see how you can get money back from the feds and still owe the state of California money. And then today, we send in the business taxes today.
That's right. Well,
that's
you know
right.
what?
Everybody sends in $800 to the state
I'm
of California.
Very lucky, actually, for both of us. We considering some of the tax bills that I've heard from my immediate family.
Well,
it shocks me.
People we know. I mean,
shocked
we're not talking.
Me.
You know what? I thought that Obama was giving us a
could
break.
Could have gone on a big.
I thought Obama
cruise.
Was giving us a break. You know, us middle class people and lower middle class, if you own a business anyway. And yet, it seems like taxes keep going up. I don't. You know what it is from what I understand is. Oh yeah, no, they're not raising taxes. They're taking away deductions. Like you had one that, that cost that everybody got for doing business, and that cost you another $300. Yeah,
well,
I mean, it's just it's continuous. Anyway,
okay,
let's before we go to Wells Fargo, give us the news.
The weather, you mean? We're going to go right
that's
to the weather.
The weather.
Partly sunny day today. It just open up your windows. This is one of those fabulous. It's time to air out the house. We're getting ready for that beautiful time to get rid of the dust bunnies. It's currently 46 degrees in the downtown studios. You're listening to KCNR. We have 69 today, mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 46. And it looks like we're going to have just a fabulous week ahead of us. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Don't forget, 474-5546. I understand that we're going to be interviewing the chef. They have some awards that they are going to be given to them, and we'll be sharing that with you as far as the cuisine is concerned. It's a very prestigious award. And they also are going to have a wine dinner coming up here soon at the end of April, so we'll be talking about that. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. And now, because we love to hear about numbers, it's a number day. We love to talk to our Wells Fargo advisor every morning. This morning, Josh Wiley is reporting what's happening with the Wells Fargo Market Minute.
Well, good morning. Stock indexes are higher in New York this morning. Looking at the data, housing starts fell to an annualized 654,000, missing projections of an increase to 705,000, while building permits unexpectedly rose to an annual 747,000. Currently, the Dow's up 99 points at 13,021, while the NASDAQ is up 31 at 3,019, and the S&P 500 is up 10 at 1,379. Oil's up $1.55 at $104.48 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.13%. Gold's down $3.20 this morning at $1,646, while silver's up a quarter at $31.63 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, GE's up 7 pennies at $18.97, 3M is up 54 cents at $86.93, while Coca-Cola is up $1.46 at $73.87. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Josh. You know, as people are trying to figure out where, what do I do if you've got money that's coming in from the taxes, or you've got money going out, you're looking for someone to help advise you, we recommend the Wells Fargo Advisors, Josh Wiley being one of them. We're going to take a break here.
Down on Park Marina Drive.
Take a break here on KCNR 1460.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids. That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is, we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. 7:13 in the morning, April the 17th. It is tax day, so you have to send it all in. Okay, let's talk about the bus ride tomorrow down to Sacramento. First of all, it looks like we got about 40 people for it. We have our 40 people for the bus. Other people are going down there, Senator Maurice Johannesson. But let me tell you some things, some great things that have happened just over the last couple of days. Simpson University and Merlin Webster, or Weber, and the guys over there at Simpson volunteered to give us their bus. 47 people volunteered it for us, you know, fill it up with gas and everything to, for the veterans. And we are so thankful for that, and from Simpson. However, it didn't have a bathroom, and we 40 are going to travel in comfort, and our other bus does have a bathroom. But anyway, Simpson University, thank you so much for stepping up. Now let's talk about other people that are stepping up, because people, this trip's going to cost like $800 for the bus and gas. That's what it is. Daniel Meyer, who is driving it, is just donating his time, plus he's given $20 to give somebody else a seat. But here's some other people. Dennis Patterson of West Coast Sustainables.
Yeah, Dennis.
Yeah, you know, what a great guy, $100. Kim Chamberlain.
Oh.
What can you say about
Such
Kim Chamberlain?
Such a supporter of the veterans.
$100. Leonard Modi, running for office.
All right.
The same amount. Brian Daly, running for office, the same amount.
All right.
Rick Bassetti. Senator LaMalfa.
Great.
So a couple other people gave some money. Anyway, that came up, it comes up to the full amount.
So what, tell us what the day looks like, and if somebody can't get on that, if they can't be on the bus but they still want to come down, just give us a picture of the day.
All right. Well,
what are the plans?
The bus leaves at 8:45 from the east parking lot right there at the city center right there. You know where the city council was, county or the city hall is.
Okay.
Nice parking lot. Leaves at 8:45. It stops in Anderson at the outlets, not Walmart, but at the outlets, and picks up the next group.
Kind of like the Patriot Guard riders, that's where they met you when you came in.
Yes, but it's the outlets there in Anderson.
Right.
Where the, you know, where the outlet stores are.
Right.
I don't know how else to say it, right off the freeway. Okay, and then they head on down to Sacramento. They go down and there'll be a lunch. And then at 1:30, they put that at the first place there. And in the budget hearings will be, will the veterans' homes in Redding and Fresno be funded? And there'll be a lot, I believe there'll be a lot of veterans down there. Now, if you can't get on the bus, and there may be, you know, there may be a cancellation, so call Bob Dunlap at 225-5616 and ask him about it. But I just want to thank everybody that donated, and other people wanted to, but we paid for the bus, so thank you very much.
So are the group of veterans that are on the bus, are they going to be able to go into the Capitol building, or is it basically standing on the Capitol steps?
No, everybody's going into the Capitol building. Everybody will be able to see what's happening in the budget here, unless there's hundreds, and then they can stand in the hallways. And then after that, you go out and you talk to your legislators.
So people should make signs. If they were to have a sign and make a sign,
I don't know.
Well, why not? I mean,
I don't know about the signs.
Keep the veterans' homes open.
Well, just how about open the veterans' home? Don't bring anything sharp, don't bring a weapon, don't bring anything, you won't be able to get inside the Capitol. And so it should be is that, we're not there to occupy, okay? We're not there to occupy. We're there to stand in unison about funding the veterans' home. The veterans' homes are built. They just won't, and this is the Democrats just won't fund the homes. Now, what they could do is say, okay, we're going to fund them. We're going to put it back into the budget. Great. Have we won? No. Because then Governor Brown has to sign it. Now, Governor Brown line item vetoing out the idea of the veterans' homes, I don't think would happen. But the big thing is it's got to get back in the budget. The veterans have got to be more important than that railroad to nowhere, illegals getting scholarships, all these different commissions, all this other money we spend. You can't tell me that 150 bed veterans home is less important than that.
So that's what tomorrow is all about.
That's tomorrow. We're leaving at 8:45 from City Hall and at 9:30 from Anderson at the outlet. So be there. Give Bob Dunlap a call, 225-5616, if you want to get on the bus. I think he's got his 40 there, but you never can tell.
Maybe, but people can follow in car. If
they can follow in cars. Yes,
they can
absolutely
follow in cars, and why not have a convoy?
Yeah, small convoy.
Yeah.
And you know what? The other thing too is
that's tomorrow, folks.
It is, and it's and clear we'll, your we'll day. Give a we'll give a big report on this Thursday. I'm looking forward, frankly, to seeing it and seeing what happens down there. Okay.
All right, we do have an announcement here. Firefighter of the Year was recognized. His name is Corey Welch. He received the 2011 Firefighter of the Year, of course, presented by the chief, who is Kevin Kreitman, and Ryan Nardo, president of the International Association of Firefighters, Local 1934 Union. Fire Captain Cullen, Kreider, and Welch, who joined the Reading Fire Department in 2004, received the award because of his professionalism and involvement in the Reading Firefighters Association, which includes the Honor Guard, the Apparatus Work Group, Drivers Training Cadre, and other work. So thanks very much, and congratulations to Corey Welch. That's really a big honor.
Let's ring a bell for him.
Yeah.
You know, another guy that's a first responder that you have to, you know, that they're the ones that when the building's burning, they walk into burning buildings. It's like other first responders that go to a door where you've got somebody screaming in the background with a gun.
Right.
So you got something to give away.
Yeah, I do. You know what? Of course, we love Dave West. And there's a show, there's a wonderful event. You've been hearing it on the Red Bluff Roundup. For those of you who really love to go to rodeos.
That really want to have something good
really
to do this
fun.
Weekend and this week.
April 21st. I'm gonna do this right now. I'm gonna give you four tickets, and that's Saturday, which is really cool. Saturday, April 21st at 2:30.
It's gonna be a beautiful day.
So if you've got other things you need to go on, that you're doing that week, and you're committed, perhaps tonight, that night, you can take yourself and your kids. And I'm going to give that away right now. I've got four tickets for the Red Bluff Roundup right now. 6054567. That's 6054567. And you know who's going to be performing Saturday night is Tracy Lawrence, But these are for the 2:30. And, of course, this is the North Racetrack. $16 tickets, guys. Going to give you a family pack of four. And you know what? If you really need to, I might be able to get a couple more in there. Because we want to make sure you get the chance to go have a great time.
605-4567. 605-4567. And get four tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. We're going to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. When we come back, we want to talk about good news. And something, and a debate that stirred up some things yesterday that we'd like to talk about. And believe it or not, Barney Frank said Obama is wrong.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., including a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with Dungeness crab legs and an array of delicious desserts. Relax and enjoy your value time with family. Adults $24.95, children 5 to 12 years $7.95. Under 4 years, eat for free. Reservations required. Call 1-800-280-UIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Cloella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 7:23 on April 17th. Send your money in. Uncle Sam needs your money. If you got that extra money left over, send it in to him. Hey, he'll pay me now or pay me later. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Is it great? Is Espresso Joe's great?
Yes, love the coffee there. Love the girls and love the fact that they have a room that's attached to that building, 2143, which is a community room. And anybody who cares to hold a meeting, meet friends, actually you could put a party on there if you wish to do so, for just a nominal fee. And this is what they do with this building that they've created for the people.
It is. And, you know, they have big sales on coffee every month. Get the big 20-ounce coffee drinks for just $3. You can win that. You can buy that winning lotto ticket, and you can walk in and get the finest in tobacco products at the best prices in town. They will meet or beat any price in town. All right. You know, yesterday, two things. two quick things. Barney Frank, who is retiring this year, you know Uncle Barney, he urged Obama not to push health care. He said, this is the wrong time for it. He says, we need financial responsibility first. We have to fix the financial part of our country. Now, funny, coming from Barney Frank, who helped destroy the economy of this country with, you know, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And the fact is everybody deserves a house, and then the whole housing market came apart. Anyway, but Barney Frank urged Obama not to push the health care plan. And here we are in the middle that it's just not getting any better, as we know. Hey, did you know that 87% of the people in the United States, this is polls, different polls, they all say the same thing, think that the gas prices is going to have a severe impact on our economy. 47% think it's going to be a real serious problem, and 40% think it's just a problem. That's 87% of the people. There's actually 4% saying, nah, it's okay, it won't have any impact at all. Those are the ones that just go in and just, you know, they don't look at things. Last thing before we get, oh, well, big thing is that the Best Buy is not going to close here. Best Buy is not going to close in Reading. They're closing a number of their stores, but Best Buy here in Reading is going to stay open. There's supervisors debate last night over there at the Reading Tea Party. And, of course, Pam Giacomini and Mr. Ryerson and Patrick Jones were there, and they were talking about water. They were talking about other issues. But it seemed like it came up in the debate that Patrick Jones took a political contribution, as people are able to do, from R.C. Anselmo. And this, you know, it's, of course, Reading.com turns on the bugs there on Reading.com. And the thing about it is that they, oh, yeah, Jones is bought because of this, the whole thing. You know, nobody, I don't remember them writing the same thing about Obama taking billions from Wall Street. And by the way, the Wall Street banks, of course, are stronger and bigger than ever after he had pledged to change that. I don't remember them saying anything about during the city elections when thousands and thousands of dollars was given to the union for certain candidates running for city council. So here's somebody that gets money from somebody here in town, and it's, oh, he's automatically bought and paid for. Well, then doesn't that mean that Obama's bought and paid for by the banks or by Hollywood or by the unions? And if, you know, I mean, I can draw this conclusion by what people say. Of course not. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, anybody has the right to give money. If I had $1 million and I wanted to give it to a candidate and it was legal, you give it to the candidate because you agree with what they're saying. They agree with what you espouse. What's wrong with that? Why would you attack somebody? And this isn't just about Jones. It could be about anybody out there. Why would you attack somebody because they receive money from either an individual or a group? It's legal. And then you can say, oh, well, they're bought and paid for. Why? Why? Because they've taken money from a group of people that want to support them. Guess what? If I gave money to a candidate, which we don't, but if we gave money to, and we don't do that on purpose because we don't give money to candidates.
We need to establish a neutral playing ground. We try to
be as neutral as we can, but certain things upset us. Like this thing about, oh, if you give somebody money, they own you. No. Or you own them? No. What I would expect is that person to vote on those issues that I have looked at their background, and I believe in what they're saying. You know, I believe that they will support those issues that I find important, the Constitution, you know, water rights, the Second Amendment, those kind of things. There may be things they vote on that I don't necessarily agree on, but guess what? That's part of the package when you go in there. Now, I'm not saying there isn't other people that give out lots of money and say, oh, you've got to vote this way. But that's up to the individual. But to say that you're bought and paid for because somebody gives you money for your campaign means that everybody that runs for office then is bought and paid for. That takes money from anybody. And that is wrong. It's a cliche. It's a stupid cliche. It's about as stupid as saying hindsight's 20/20. Okay.
Coming up in the next half hour, we are going to be talking about the Watershed Festival. You know, the water's a big deal here. What's happening with it? We're going to hear all kinds of insights with our next guest coming up here on KCNR 1460.
the Fox Business Network, the opening bell let loose the bulls on Wall Street. Some positive news from the International Monetary Fund is overshadowing disappointing news on the U.S. housing market. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 105 points. Green arrows across the board. All the major market averages are higher. Global growth is slowly improving, but risks do remain elevated. That's according to the International Monetary Fund. The agency says the global economy is on track to expand 3.5% this year and more than 4% next year. The IMF also said that another flare-up in the Eurozone sovereign debt crisis or a sharp increase in oil prices may easily derail that growth. And housing starts unexpectedly fell last month to an annual rate of 654,000. That's the lowest rate since October. It also marks a drop of nearly 6% from February's reading. On the flip side, permits for future construction rose to their highest level in 3.5 years. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Listeners, here's a way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome22.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeATHome22.com.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometimes. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Bott. 7:35 in the morning, April 17th. This is the day I keep telling you I don't want you to be late. Send in your money. Send in your taxes. Send in that money so those people that sit across the street and have their cell phones, smoke cigarettes all day, and sit on their butt can continue to do that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield. Well, no, they're the people that are getting...
Sounds negative.
My tax money is going to negative things. They have made lifestyle choices, and that's right.
But we're
going
to be talking about a positive thing.
They're getting what they want. No, I'm going to go
after this commercial. Well, right. He's very positive, by the way, this business.
Ridden Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wirsch, what can I say? Jeff is a very positive person. 3208 South Market Street. If it's a little ding in your windshield or a crack up to 24 inches. I like to talk about Jeff. Jeff's a great guy. Jeff supported this community and the veterans and the people in this community for years.
He stands up and steps forward.
I can't say enough about Jeff Wirsch. He is a friend. He is a somebody that, you know, that you would be proud to have in your house. And a great guy. Jeff Wirsch. Okay. We've got some great people here today.
Talk about positive. Okay,
yeah, okay. You know, okay, I'm sorry. Got off. It's tax day. Got off a little bit on that. A little bit of a mini rant.
Okay, well.
Okay, I'm past it.
Is there anything positive with paying taxes? And how long have we been paying taxes?
According to the Constitution, it's infrastructure, it's the borders, and the military to keep us safe.
Well, anyway, Rome, of course, in our week in history, it's going to be, you know, Rome was founded April 21st in 753 B.C. So I think taxes, I don't even know if I'm sure they started before then. But anyway, it's part of our life, and, you know, just get over it. So here we go. Let's think about what's next, you know, after we do that. Like, you know, what's next? And there's something really, really spectacular happening this weekend. We really we're so excited about having our guests with us this morning to share with you what it's all about. Good morning to Peggy Reball and Jeff Thomas. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, let's get you on, Jeff.
How about turning on their microphone?
Yeah, we'll get up there, Jeff and Peggy.
Thank you so much, Linda and Carl.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. And we're talking about the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival, which is this weekend, April 28th, and a special guest speaker.
Yes, but it's actually a week from Saturday, so it's the 28th.
Thank you.
And
I'm a week ahead of myself.
That's right. Well, you are very positive and on top of it here.
So that's what we need to put that on our calendar. It's happening a week from this weekend, April 28th. Tell us about the whole idea behind the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival.
Well, the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival is now in its sixth year, and it's a combined celebration of Earth Day, which happens April 22nd every year, and also Watershed Awareness Month, which is, in our region, the month of May. And so we have a group of 12 different organizations that have come together and do so annually to put on a wonderful community event that we call the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival.
Well, you have an open street program, and you're saying that's backed by popular demand. You just handed me a map, and I am so impressed with the fact that you were able to get Park Marina Drive, and it's amazing. That's going to be closed down so you can ride your bike and walk. Give us a little – it's hard for those – who are driving and in and out of cars to see the visual. Give us a visual of what's going to be happening with the bike day.
Well, this is a movement that's happening all over the world, not just in California. What it is officially is what's called a cyclovia. They just had one in Los Angeles where 100,000 people showed up.
Cyclovia.
Yes, cyclovia, L-A-V-I-A.
Mm-hmm.
And 100,000 people showed up and just had fun, met with their neighbors, bicycled, got outside, skateboarded, and it's a really great event. If you've never been to one, you should come on down. It's really fun.
You close off some of the streets are closed off. Park Marina Drive is what you were talking about. It's the Farmers Market. The Whole Earth and Watershed Festival is held at City Hall.
It's at City Hall and Sculpture Park, and we have this year totally full. I mean, we have, I think, 114 exhibitors coming. We've partnered all along with the Shasta Growers Farmers Market, and so they are actually open beyond their normal 12 o'clock. They're open until 3 for throughout the length of the festival. And we have exhibitors that represent business, nonprofit, community agencies, and educational organizations. And they really come from all over our region, not just the city of Reading. So we're really excited about that. There will be an e-waste drop-off from Gone for Free. There will be independent living services. Actually, many people don't realize that they recycle medical equipment, and so they will have a drop-off. So if you have a walker or, you know, a wheelchair or any kind of medical equipment that could be reused instead of throwing it away, they'll be there that day as well. So,
well, it's people like you who balance out. You know, we talked about taxes, and of course, you know, elections are going on, and we, you know, all this other stuff that sometimes we aren't so happy about that we have to just, you know, adhere to. And here's something that is a positive part of our beautiful North State.
Absolutely.
When you're talking about recycling medical equipment, you're talking about, you know, we have this beautiful, we've talked about this before, we have this beautiful waterway.
Absolutely.
And right now, I mean, we look at it as a kind of a, you know, a get-to from one place to the other and to
right.
feed the birds.
Right.
But that's it. I mean, here's a chance that we get you to walk it, you get to bike on it. We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we want more details about the Watershed Festival. Love the idea of Watershed. Tell us the involvement with that. And, of course, we're going to be talking to our guests about what you can do to be involved on the 28th. And the 27th is a special guest speaker who's coming in to, wow, well, we'll talk about that when we get right back. KCNR 1460. There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Cowboy up and party down.
Lock up your women, because the roughest, toughest rodeo cowboys are all coming to Red Bluff. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. The Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Yeah!
Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where tickets are four for just $35. Saturday is Bravo Bank Day with a new start time, 2:30. Come shop the Cowboy Marketplace and have a cold one before the show. Sunday is St. Elizabeth Hospital, Haleakala Ranch, tough enough to wear pink day. But be sure to get your discount tickets right now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Cahaba County Fairgrounds. Get ready to
cowboy up and party down.
And hey, don't miss the concert after the rodeo Saturday night. Thanks to Diamond W Productions, his multi-platinum country superstar, Tracy Lawrence.
Forever with the good diet.
Oh, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle. Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, turn it off. 7:45 in the morning, April 17th. Hey, you know it's tax day today. With that extra money you get from those taxes, run down to Nathan Zantham's Tattoos, right down at the corner of Market and Tehama, and get your body ink. That's
or,
right.
Or
the
pierced.
Guys are pierced. They do it all. They're open 7 days a week. And this month, my friends, right now, if you go down and just sign up, you can win a $300 tattoo.
Wow.
$300 tattoo.
Or a renewal.
Or, well, what it means is, or $300 toward a tattoo.
Or a renewal.
Bad Bob's getting a tattoo. He's getting one of his high school. No, this is just Bob.
Just Bob's whole back is covered with a. In fact, it's a very scary.
This is very enlightening.
It's a frightening from the Grimm brothers. The Grimm brothers, you know, when they had the things Hansel and Gretel, some woman eating a child, a witch. But that's on the back of Just Bob. But Bad Bob, our other one, is going down to get a tattoo. But this is great down at Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. You can sign up, like I said, for the tattoo. They're open 7 days a week, and now they're offering permanent cosmetics. Go down there and get your lips and eyeliner and, what'd they say, eyebrows, right? Nathan's Anthem Tattoo, 1358 Market Street. We like it.
All right. Our guest this morning is Peggy Reball and Jeff Thomas. And we are talking about the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival, which is happening here in Reading. It's going to be exciting, right on Park Marina Drive. And at the break, we were talking about, and also the 27th, we're going to be talking about the special guest speaker. But at the break, we always get the good juice at the break. 80 miles
of trails.
Of trails.
In our area.
80 miles.
Yeah. Lots of wonderful community groups have been working very hard along with the city to produce a fabulous trail system. And any time of the day, whether any kind of weather, if you go by and cross 44 Bridge, you see people utilizing those trails. And so that was one of the, last year, that was one of the wonderful things that happened. We found out about a group that was organizing Shasta Living Streets, and they really wanted to bring the Cyclovia to Reading. And the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival, we had been trying to find for a while a way to get people, a fun way and a wonderful, easy way for people to get to the festival without driving their car, since it's a festival celebrating Earth Day and Watershed Awareness Month. And we came together last year and proposed to have the first open street event north of the Bay Area.
Wow.
And it was very successful. And, Jeff, do you want to maybe talk a bit about last year, how many people showed up? And
yeah, last year we had over 600 people attend, and we had no complaint. We had maybe one complaint, but for the most part, everybody's all excited. They wrote down all of their comments. They said, we want this again. We love it. We get to go out in the street. We get to play with our family and friends. We get to see a lot of the town that we don't usually see, because it's always full of traffic and you can't really bicycle down it. So it's just a great opportunity to get out and be active. You know, they say that just sitting is really kind of bad for you, and what we're trying to encourage is more activity and get outside.
But you also encourage clean air, clean water,
clean
earth. And you know what? As somebody wrote in here, said, you know, it used to be tie-dyed hippies, but it's no longer like that. Because as you get older, you realize is that we want that water, we want that land, and we want that air to be.
And that's why we moved to the North State.
Right. And, you know, our river is one of our greatest assets. And here, by positioning this open street along Park Marina Drive, that's one of our beautiful places in our region, and we're really highlighting the Sacramento River. We have RABA is going to have an events shuttle from City Hall Sculpture Park, the heart of where the booths and food and music and all those things are happening, and it'll go from the Sundial parking. It'll stop at Athens, where the open street event begins. And it'll go on to the City Hall, and it'll be running back and forth all day.
That's right, where Cypress Square Barbershop is.
Absolutely.
Well,
right
there in
Athens. Let's talk about Charlie Gandy.
There we go.
Who's Charlie Gandy?
Charlie Gandy is an advocate for livable communities. He's originally from Texas. He lives in Long Beach now.
Okay, now what exactly is a livable community?
Well, a lot of it has to do with being able to get around your community, not just with your automobile. You can bicycle,
walk. And bike.
Okay. It's about kind of slowing things down, making things a little more civil, you know, kind
building
of bringing it back to the way it used to be, actually. The nostalgia of, you know, the old times when you could actually safely get somewhere. And that's what we're trying to do with Shasta Living Streets is, you know, bring back that feeling you got when you got on your bicycle for the first time. And you really, you know, you love that feeling of just being able to ride and to your friend's house or to the mall or whatever. Nowadays you can't do it because there's all this fear about, lot of...
Well, it's not just fear, though. I mean, fear's part of it, but we've spread out so much.
Absolutely.
I mean, we live down here off of Placer. If I want to go to the mall, I mean, that's, I mean, I put a pack on and I go down. I can make it there, but I have to kind of like ride over to one of the trails, cross over, and 10 miles later, I get
it's
there.
It's actually not that bad. We should try it sometime. But we are in a faster, combative, how fast can we get there society. Right. I mean, there was recently, it's a perfect example. This morning, there's a gal walking her horse early in the morning, or it was late last night, and a driver struck and killed the horse, and she is in critical care. So it was dark, of course, but still, it could have happened. It could have happened back in the 50s. Could have happened back in the 40s. But I think what happens is we are in a faster. This is perfect timing, because we need to slow down and be appreciative of what we have right here. We have the most beautiful country right here. And we need to protect it. We need to think about it. We need to be mindful. This is a time to think about that and be mindful.
And you know what else we need? We need to take a break. Carl and Bob, Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back. We're talking Horth Watershed. And we're going to come back and talk about Charlie Gandy and his livable community design. Makes things just a little bit easier on all of us.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids. That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is, we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott, 7:55 in the morning, April the 17th. We are talking about clean water, clean air, bicycles, civil, more livable communities. What else? We're with Penny Reibel. Did I get say that
Peggy
right?
Roble.
Peggy Roble.
Reble.
Reble,
sorry.
Well, you know, I'm trying to read whoever wrote
that's
this.
That's okay.
And Jeff Thomas.
Hello.
Who wrote that?
We should know Peggy. I know.
That's right. We know Peggy. You know.
Absolutely.
That's what you get when you just read instead of, you know, that's what you get just reading instead of thinking.
Yeah.
You know, like from one, okay, never mind. That was just a little comment. What's the most important thing we want to take out from this? Take away.
Well,
I mean, this is, first of all, it's a great thing.
It's a great
thing.
We
will be there.
Absolutely. Right. And we would like to just share that there are activities for all ages, from adults to very small children. The Whole Earth and Watershed Festival this year is an event in First Five Shastas, Week of the Young Child, and there's a special Earth First Young Children's Zone with over 15 activities there. The Watershed Passport Program, which has been in existence for many years and is a wonderful educational fun activity with prizes for K through 12. And we also have Reading School of the Arts will be on our Lassen stage most of the day with all those talented young people performing. And we also have a second stage with local musicians and bands and dancers. So it's, and we have all local restaurants that are going to be our food vendors there. So it's really a wonderful opportunity. And Oregon Caves National Monument, they're bringing down a huge cave maze. And so we have people coming from all over.
Looks like it's going to be, if it's a day like today, oh my gosh, this
it'll
is just going to be breathing the great air. Now, I'm looking at your flyer,
mm-hmm.
and I was, this is really cool poster art.
Thank you. This is
something
fantastic.
I want, definitely. We both would love this in our house, because I love really cool poster art. And actually, this is designed by our guest that's with us today, Jeff Thomas.
That's me, yeah.
So, what? Obviously, it's so cool because you can see, you know, the windmills, you can see City Hall, you can see, like, little musicians.
What I was trying to do was illustrate the watershed process, as well as show the community using the watershed, and also what we'd like to see, like to achieve here in Shasta County, which is having more people bicycle, skateboard, go out and do things that are healthy with your family, and also you know, just get the numbers. We're trying to build this group to have four of these per year. So the more people we get out on April 28th on Park Marina Drive, the better. I think there's 93,000 people here in Reading, and we'd like to see at least, you know, 90,000.
All right, so let's share
all on your bicycles.
Girl Scouts.
Yeah, the Girl Scouts will be there. They're having their 100th anniversary, so they're going to have a bicycle parade. 100 Girl Scouts on bikes, and that'll be really fun. So we're trying to get other groups to do that sort of thing. Just show your community support. Show you know that you like to bike
and. We appreciate what you all do,
mm-hmm.
you know, for this. I mean, this is another great event from the North State, you know, that
it's free.
Put on.
It's free. It's a positive thing.
It's educational.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, this is just absolutely great. We can't thank you enough for this.
Can I just say more information?
Sure.
Go to our website, which is WholeEarthAndWatershedFestival.org, and there's a link there to Shasta Living Streets. And their website is ShastaLivingStreets.org, and both of those places will give you lots of information about what's going on.
And we also have a Facebook page as well.
Both.
Okay,
yeah.
So just remember the 28th, I believe, is
April 28th. Saturday, 28th.
This Saturday? No.
It's
a week
from Saturday.
From Saturday is down in Park Marina Drive. Just show up down there.
City Hall Sculpture Park.
It's a week after Cool April Nights.
There we go. For your April calendar.
It's a week after the Reading Roundup.
Yeah, we really appreciate you guys. Like I said, there'll be lots of information. You can get talk to people individually that have their booths and stuff there. And
absolutely.
Get a chance.
Lots
to
of giveaways and hands-on activities.
Wonderful.
So.
I might have to get my Schwinn.
There you go. My grandmother's
Schwinn is in my storage shed. Get that thing all cleaned up, and we'll just get out there and
bike.
Get
out there and show it off.
Yeah. And actually, you know, we have the full one lane of Cypress is closed as well, so you go right up to the festival entrance and... get out there on your Schwinn, baby.
Get out there on my Schwinn. Without a banana seed. This is a big girl's bike.
Yeah, there'll be lots to do.
Thanks so much to both of you for having us.
Hey, when we come
Thanks,
back, we're going to have some, Supervisor Les Bond. We're going to be talking about the county and his run for the Senate position. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. A fired executive from the General Services Administration realizes large sums of money were wasted on a Las Vegas party a year and a half ago.
The taxpayers deserve better than this.
Robert Peck facing tough questions today from a congressional committee investigating GSA spending. More live from Fox News Radio's Jared Halpert in Washington.
Robert Peck, a former commissioner at the GSA, enjoyed a suite at the Las Vegas conference, hosted a party, charging $2,000 to taxpayers.
I had no intention of charging it to the taxpayers, did not believe it was a legitimate taxpayer event.
Peck telling a House subcommittee he's offered to reimburse the government. D.C. Democratic delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton pointing out the timing of that 2010 junket.
Before the recovery began to take hold, and as millions of Americans were living hand to mouth.
The regional director in charge of planning that conference invoked the Fifth Amendment at a hearing yesterday. Today, he's a no-show, Ron.
Jared, President Obama wants to give government regulators more power to penalize speculators who drive up oil prices. In a few minutes, he's expected to announce a $50 million plan that he hopes will lead to lower gas prices. He'll be speaking at the White House. In Washington, a retired spacecraft has just flown over.
The Big Blue 747 with the Space Shuttle Discovery atop it, flying right over the Capitol Mall from the Washington Monument to here at the base of the Capitol.
Fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah, pretty exciting.
Yeah, awesome.
Several thousand people out here to see Shuttle Discovery.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Washington. A Michigan woman has been charged with welfare fraud. The state attorney general saying 25-year-old Amanda Clayton continued to receive food stamps even after she was awarded $700,000 for winning a lottery jackpot last fall. Clayton says she thought she could claim the stamps because she didn't have a job. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Pete was unhappy, a complainer, a malcontent. His bosses tried to help with transfers, new assignments, new teammates, but Pete's emotional temperature always returned to dissatisfied. And of course, his attitude was contagious. Wherever Pete went, gloom infected his co-workers. Except for Amy, who kindly but firmly told Pete that the less heard from him, the better. Amy knew the company's downsides. She just chose to focus on the upsides. As it turns out, Amy's outlook was contagious too. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. No workplace is perfect. How could it be? It's filled with people. You can focus on what's wrong and make yourself unhappy, or focus on what's right and make a difference in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
The ceasefire seemingly falling apart in Syria, concerned diplomats met again today in Paris. Live in our European bureau, Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin.
Where France's foreign minister says Syria is playing for time.
Mensonge, manipulation.
It's avoiding sanctions, said Alain Juppé, and reports of new violence in Syria today show it was never serious about a ceasefire in the first place. Separately today, Turkey's prime minister saying Syria is reneging on that promise. And Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Turkey, for one, never trusted Syria's offer in the first place. Ron?
Alistair, six people died in Oklahoma during Saturday's severe weather in the plains, but one governor says with 75 tornadoes touching down, it could have been much worse.
The real story here is what didn't happen, and that is that by and large, people didn't get hurt.
Governor Sam Brownback of Kansas is among those crediting aggressive early warnings. The Storm Prediction Center took the extraordinary step of giving more than a day's notice to what it called life-threatening weather. A new blueprint for the fight against illegal narcotics.
The National Drug Control Strategy lays out the president's battle plan for the war on drugs. While he heard from several South American leaders this weekend that it's time for a ceasefire on many drug offenses, the president said in Colombia Sunday that's not in his game plan.
I'm not somebody who believes that legalization is a path to solving this problem.
But the president says he is open to smarter ways to fight the problem, using both law enforcement and public health weapons to fight the drug trade and addiction. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
The Dow is up 167 points. The police chief in Milledgeville, Georgia, says it was appropriate for officers to handcuff a kindergartner who was throwing a tantrum A 6-year-old girl is said to have thrown furniture and injured the principal at her school after knocking over a shelf. The girl was charged with assault and with property damage. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Bot in our second hour, 8:05 in the morning, April the 17th. This is it. You can send in your money on tax day today. This is it. If you haven't sent it in by the close of mailing hours today, you are too late. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I want to talk about the bus that's going down to Sacramento tomorrow. And I want, you know, that, as you know, is tomorrow is when the budget committee is going to vote about putting money back into the veterans home. Our guest today, Les Ball, we're going to talk to Les in a couple minutes after we do this and go through the Wells Fargo phone call. And I want to talk to him about that. But this bus is going to leave tomorrow from the city hall, from the east parking lot, and it's going to leave at 8:45, and it's going to stop in Anderson at the outlets down there in Anderson, right off the freeway, and pick up the next group. And it's you need to call Bob Dunlap at 225-5616. I think that it's filled up. I think the bus is filled up, but you know, and it's going to cost $800 to send that bus down there, which pays for the gas and everything, because Daniel Meyer, the driver, is donating his time. But Dennis Patterson, Kim Chamberlain, Leonard Modi, Brian Daly, Senator Lamoff, like I said, Daniel, Rick Bassetti, all and another person who we don't even have their name have all donated to pay for the bus to go down there, which is great. So none of our older veterans were going to have to pay anything. It gets everybody down there and back. And I also want to thank Simpson University, who offered their bus for free. I can't say enough about that. Merlin Weber and Simpson University, thank you very much. We were using this other bus. Okay, now, don't forget about that. And we're going to go down. We're going to sit down at the budget hearing and have them tell us. And we're going to be first on the list at 1:30 down there on the Sacramento and the Capitol. And they're going to tell us whether they're going to put the money back into the budget to open the Redding home and the Fresno home. So we can always hope that that's going to happen. I can't imagine them looking at a bunch of veterans up there and just saying that, you know, our priorities are not with the veterans. It's with that train to nowhere. Hey, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor here, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, well, good morning. Stocks opened higher on Tuesday as concerns eased about Europe's debt crisis and the IMF raised its outlook for the global economy. Currently, the Dow's up 167 points at 13,088, while the NASDAQ is up 48 at 3,036, and the S&P 500's up 17 at 1,387. Oil's up $1.66 at $104.59 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.15%. Gold's down $6.20 this morning at $1,643, while silver's up 24 cents at $31.61 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Microsoft's up 38 cents at $31.44, Bank of America is up 12 cents at $8.91, while Duke Energy's up 9 pennies at $20.72. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Welcome
hey,
back to...
Yeah, hey, Josh, thank you so much. We have the Wells Fargo Minute, Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And if you need some advice about the market, go down there to our Wells Fargo Advisors. They're located on Park Marina Drive.
Currently 47 degrees outside in the KCNR studios. Looks like we're going to have a day that's 69 with a low, our beautiful day of our mostly cloudy tonight with lows of 46. We're going to be just about like we are right now with our temperatures tonight. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards. You know, but before we go on our break, we've got a phone caller here. Charles, good morning. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Did you have a comment?
Oh,
Mr. Baugh.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, if it's for Les Baugh, we're going to get to him right after we do the commercial. Okay.
Hold on,
Charles. Okay,
you hang on. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest, of course, is Supervisor Les Baugh, who's running for state senator. That's right. Okay, and he's got that senatorial look about him today. All right, we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, 8:10 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the 7th car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR. We're live here. Our guest is Les Baugh this morning, who's running for Senator. Currently 47 degrees. So glad you're with us. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Crown Motors. Stop on by and see Steve Roberts and the crew down there for your car needs, especially your Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Rams, brand new. And they've also got a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs that fit every need. Local business. We want to keep our money local, keep our bucks local. They take great pride in what they do down there, in both sales and service. That's Crown Motors right here in Reading.
Our guest this morning is Les Baugh, who is running for our state senate. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
Mr. Baugh. And on the phone with us is Charles. Charles, you have a question for Les Baugh.
Yes, I do. Good morning.
Good morning, Charles. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Now, every time health and all policies has come up on the agenda, and you were there to vote on it one way or the other, you never missed an opportunity to vote in favor of it, and for the benefit of the audience, health and all policies, among other things, is a program for the promotion to use a lot of grant money and other funding to promote smoking ordinances, mandatory dietary curtailments, and other similar policy changes. And do you have a defense for any of this business?
Okay. Thanks. Thank you, Charles. Do I have a defense for helping people live longer? Do I have a defense for helping people and encouraging people that want to give up smoking to give up smoking and live another 15 or 20 years, not die from cancer, lung cancer, throat cancer? Do I have a defense for that? I don't think it qualifies as needing a defense. I say that we provide services locally to the public, and I'm certainly happy to provide additional services that keep people healthy, to provide people with information, to be well-fed. People, for example, we grow a free produce in our garden in Anderson. We've given away 32,000 pounds of it to the local food banks in the last 2 years. No defense needed. I think that's what we do as a community. We help each other.
I think, thank you, Charles. I think the question was, should there be laws against people, forcing people to eat certain things and to stop smoking?
There are no such laws in Shasta County forcing people to eat certain things. And people are free to smoke if they choose.
Okay, and I think that's what the question was. Let's tell us about what's going on here. I mean, you're right in the middle of the Senate campaign.
I am.
And it's been a couple months since we've talked to you on the air, at least.
It's been an adventure, Carl. This Senate district, Senate District 1, I believe is the largest geographically in the nation. It spans from Alpine County along the eastern border of the state of California all the way up to Modoc. And then you toss Shasta and Siskiyou in, a little piece of Sacramento down by Orangevale and Folsom, and you've got one massive district. Fortunately for me, I live in the community of Anderson, California. If you look at that on a map, you can go 2.5 hours south, 2.5 hours north, just about anywhere in the district in 2.5 hours. It's great. Great place to live.
What's happening for you and with you right now on your campaign trail?
You know what? I'm accepting every invitation I possibly can. Lots and lots of folks are asking me to come speak. To me, the best thing that I can do is get out there on the ground, shake hands, meet people, answer the questions, be transparent, tell them what I'd like to do for them as a state senator, and just have the opportunity to get acquainted.
And how long has it been official since you threw your hat, I call it hat in the ring?
Last October, I began to tell folks that I was considering a race for the state Senate. We made it official by declaring that with the state of California, receiving our FPPC number in the fall. We declared it on the courthouse steps last fall. We made it completely official just this month by signing on the dotted line,
okay,
swearing to uphold and defend the Constitution. And by placing our name on the ballot.
It is a process. I've just always been interested in what the process. You don't just go, oh, okay, I'm going to run for senator, you know. But that's interesting. I wanted to hear you have to go to the court. You have to go, you know, the paperwork, the intention behind it. I would really like to find out from you what has been the most eye-opening so far into, okay, I'm now officially running. What has been, if you were to pick out the number one thing that's been like, OMG, I can't believe it, or this is wonderful, or what's been the most eye-opening experience for you so far?
Yeah, I think it's very similar to what I experienced when I came on the Board of Supervisors. In Shingletown, folks felt disassociated from their local Shasta County government. And I'll tell you, in all 11 counties represented in SD1, that's the number one thing that people tell me. They are disappointed with Sacramento, they're disappointed with the status quo, and they feel like they have to run to Sacramento and beg for anything or attention. I was able to embrace Shingletown and Cottonwood and the distant rural areas that I represent in the same way I'm doing in the Senate race by going to them, asking them their needs.
All right, we're taking your calls.
Yeah, we've got a lot of questions in the chat room here.
All right, so why don't you shoot with one of those?
You ready?
You bet.
It says,
flipping.
Here about the, you voted no in Churn Creek Bottom for the auto mall, and then voted yes on the mall. Why would the change in your vote?
Every project is an individual project. The auto mall, at the time, was not the right project. The shopping center at this time is the right project. Easy answer for me. Difficult votes. And here's the thing. Rather than avoiding votes, I'm the supervisor that includes Churn Creek Bottom, Supervisor District 5. I could easily have avoided that vote. Instead, I came there, I weighed everything, and in the balance, the tipping for me was jobs, the economy, taxes. Even Little Pacheco School, that's on the endangered list in terms of their finances, will receive hundreds of thousands of dollars on an annual basis. Our sheriff's public safety unit, that is in such danger of losing more deputies on the streets, will receive millions of dollars because of the investment and taxes paid.
The second part of another question from somebody else was the Caltrans suing the county over the infrastructure problems. What's going on with that? And one, why are they suing, and where are we with that? And is that going to cost us millions of dollars? And I'm paraphrasing like three of these.
You know, I'm sure you're wrapping it all up in the same. You know, the Caltrans suit will wind its way. We are currently in the middle of that suit, and obviously I'm not going to give away details of the county strategy there. But here's the outside look that's public knowledge. Caltrans disagrees with the traffic plan and the mitigation efforts that are set forth. Shasta County believes that it's going in the right direction. Caltrans has become more aggressive in recent years by publicly suing entities to make sure that they get what they want. It's the American way. It seems like everything is solved by litigation anymore. In the end, Shasta County and Caltrans must come together for that to be a successful project, and I believe they will.
You know, speaking of that, and this is just because I don't know, can the county make some kind of law that says if somebody comes in and sues somebody under the Disabled Americans Act, or American Disabled Act, that Can the county say, well, fine, you can sue, but you got to give them a chance to fix it before it goes to court? Or is that something that has to be at a state level?
I believe we're talking state level. It's one of the things that I would like to go to both the state to force that in terms of either state or fed. There's no doubt businesses throughout California are being devastated by people coming in. And in my mind, this is my humble opinion, phony lawsuits that are forcing our local businesses to spend $10,000 to $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 without any chance to make the improvements. It's about money, 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 money. When the fire marshal comes locally to inspect your business, you get a 30-day notice saying, would you fill the fire extinguisher? Same thing needs to happen with ADA lawsuits. Simple as that. There needs to be a chance to fix it.
Okay, you know, that's what Feinstein, you know, and believe it or not, I agreed Diane Feinstein said that, and says, and she said, though, she said 3 to 6 months. I also find this. So this is one of the things you would also bring if you wanted to up there, is saying we need to change this law.
You know, there's so many things. The lawsuit frenzy in the state of California is costing us, I believe, probably in the sum of billions of dollars a year, not millions of dollars a year anymore, and will continue to do so. But I call it bean dip government. There's 7 layers to everything.
Bean dip.
We need to get rid of it. Government. We need to get rid of unnecessary layers of bureaucracy.
That's your thing. That's mine. Coin your phrase, bean dip government.
Okay, we got to take a break here. Carl and DeBott, our guest is a supervisor, Les Paul.
Just remember, you heard it here.
And bean dip government.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask to you.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
3, 2, 1. It's showtime, ladies. Prepare to excite your senses. The world's famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Friday, May 11th at 7:30 inside the Wind River Casino Event Center. Tickets are just $15. The number one name in entertainment for women, direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live in person for one night only. These chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for a night of fun and fantasy. Friday, May 11th at Wind River Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world's famous Men of Hunks, the show will make your fantasies a reality and leave you breathless. Girls, make plans to attend the biggest ladies' night of the year and see why Hunks, the show is the number one male review in the world. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. It's better on the river.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliance stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
You didn't get it off Craigslist, did you?
Dude, you think I'd do that? That's gross.
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. Now, they sell new high-quality GE appliances, as well as new heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. Appliances Direct, they have full GE factory warranty, even on GE scratch and dents.
Can they deliver if I need it?
Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up, made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same day delivery in Holloway? Wow!
You can believe it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative at the end of South Market. 244-1600.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda, about 8:25 in the morning, April the 17th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our chat room's filled up with a number of people. They've got, wow, you just bring on a number of new people when you come on here, Les.
You know, that's a good thing. That's our government in action, people having an opportunity, even if they completely disagree with me, to have that opportunity to say so.
That's
all right,
right.
Well, before we go back to Les Paul, we have to say special shout-out to our sponsors. Of course, it's our sponsors that keep Free Fire Radio and the station alive, and we're happy to announce that both Hilltop Medical Clinics are going to see patients with TRICARE military insurance. Now, I know when we first got married, I was trying to find, who takes TRICARE? So we're really happy to hear that TRICARE's beneficiary copay, cost share, and deductible will be at both Hilltop Medical Clinic on Hilltop Drive as well as Eureka Way.
That's right. Dr. Mark Pierce has really done a great job at that. Okay, let's go to the phones. Melanie, good morning. Thank you for waiting.
Hi.
Hello, you're on live.
You have a question for Les Baugh?
Well, I'm wondering why he flip-flopped so dramatically on the mall issue when the auto mall was being proposed. If you look at YouTube, you see him and Kehoe saying completely opposite of what they're saying now about building a much bigger area. And I wonder if it has anything to do with campaign contributions and him running for office now. And I would like to know where the money actually came from to run such an expensive campaign as he is doing right now.
Okay, Melanie. Well, I consider it quite a compliment that you think I'm running an expensive campaign. If you can go online with the FPPC, you'll find the opposite is true. I am running the poorest state Senate campaign in the history of the state of California. The fact is that I've received no money from the Hawkins and development income, and I would not accept it. It would not be appropriate to do so, even if they called up and wanted to write me a check for $100,000, which, by the way, would be illegal because the maximum is $3,900. Answer your question simply. Each project is individually considered. I do not connect the two. The first project did not have the promise of the amazing jobs and finances available to Shasta County. That is the biggest difference. They both occupied approximately the same amount of space on the development, and both the first project was beautiful in its design. It simply didn't offer the future that I wanted for Shasta County. And as it turned out, call it intuition or genius, it would have been an empty parking lot today. And most of those folks that were going to put the car lots in there have come privately to me and said, thank you, Les, for voting no against it. We would have been bankrupt.
Well, I know you like to take credit towards that, and that's a good thing that we didn't turn farmland into parking lot, but the concerns are there still, and probably double now, of the pollution from lack of infrastructure and lack of water, taking water from the water resources underground, and the sewage that still will be there after Hawkins leaves, and who's going to take care of whatever system they put in. So I think the concerns are double for the environment and double for the traffic and double for the people, over 2,000 residents that live down there. And I think you totally ignored what your constituents wanted down there. And I think a lot of people are wondering why, and that's what people have said to me. Why did Les do that to the people down there in Shrimp Creek Bottom? And only consider the business interests, the real estate agents.
Okay, Melanie, let him answer that one, and then we're going to have a break. But
okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling in, Melanie. You know, it's obviously that these are heartfelt, that you're passionate about this, and you've got, and this is the way you get to ask these questions, and at least try and get them answered or get them answered. So
I know my brain's really working overtime right now, and it's a good opportunity to have the public on the radio.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for. Hey, thank you so much. Okay, Les, why don't you...
Well, Melanie, I appreciate the questions, too, and they're all very legitimate questions. As I answer that question, let me also get in a plug for the Cottonwood Community Center. On May 2nd, we're going to host a forum for development in Churn Creek Bottom against development in Churn Creek Bottom. Now, I think it's very fair for your local county supervisor to give up his town hall meeting for that very public forum. We'd like everybody to show up at 5:30, support the community center by buying an $8 spaghetti dinner. We can help because there's no government funds in that building, so we pay for them as a community. Stay for the forum. You're going to have three members of a panel that oppose development, three members of a panel that are in favor of, and your chance to ask great questions.
Okay, we're going to run out of time here, but when you come back, Melanie asked,
and I will answer
what's going to happen, with the sewage and all this thing. From my understanding, it's not even sewage, it's a septic tank system down there. Is that true?
Our chat pack as well?
Hundreds of questions.
Tons of stuff going on here.
But we need to also let Les have his chance to go be talking here, too.
It's
we'll
all
be
good.
Right back. All right, after the news, Carl and the Bot. Miss a day, miss a lot.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. One last time in the sky. The space shuttle Discovery hitching a ride to Virginia, landing after a DC flyby.
The Big Blue 747 with the space shuttle Discovery atop it, flying right over the Capitol Mall from the Washington Monument to here at the base of the Capitol.
It was good to see.
Several thousand people out here to see one last look at shuttle Discovery.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. The shuttle will be towed to a museum. After promises to treat him fairly, Jordan may try a terror suspect held in England.
He's known as Abu Qatada, a preacher from Jordan, once called by a judge here Bin Laden's right-hand man. He's been detained in Britain for more than 6 years, but not expelled because human rights laws in Europe bar extradition to a country like Jordan with a history of mistreating detainees.
Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin in London. Fox News. We report, you decide.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Luella Abbott from Redding has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the 7th car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:35 in the morning. Carl Linda Bott, April the 17th, 530-605-4567 is our number. And we're chatting live and streaming live on KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, and discounts for seniors. I can't say enough about what a great job they do down there. Man's Last Stronghold. Man's Last Stronghold. It's a great place to go in, catch up on your conversation, get a great haircut. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. There's so many questions coming through the chat room. It is cycling through that I'm trying to grab them as we can as they go by. The last question asked by Melanie, though, is there's all these questions about, this thing has really galvanized our community, the Churn Creek Bottom Mall. Enough so that we have enough signatures so that we're going to vote on this.
I think that's a great process. I think that's an absolutely fantastic way for us in our form of government to come forward and say we want a chance to weigh in, and that's exactly what's happening.
Okay, now, so some of our questions were who's going to take care of this, who's going to take care of them all if they leave, and then there's development fees of Knighton Road, all of this. Can you address it? It would take 12 hours to address it, but can you get it down to like 3 or 4 minutes?
let's take an overview. I'm a local Shasta County boy. I've been here my entire life, and I remember the exact same conversation happening when a little development called the Mount Shasta Mall came in. Every business in town that wasn't out there on the Dana Drive area said, this is going to put the city of Reading out of business. All of our small businesses are going to close. And to some extent, there was a legitimate argument there. That's what it's called. It's called competition. I support competition among businesses. Hawkins Development, okay. Jobs for the building itself. That's the only jobs. That's the argument that's been made. The rest of them are, they're going to go away, and then you have minimum wage jobs. With minimum wage jobs. I started in a minimum wage job. My children all started in minimum wage jobs. My second daughter in a shopping center in Anderson in a minimum wage job within 3 years was making $90,000 a year as the manager because she was really good and moved her way up eventually. That's how we start. It's still $50-60 million worth of minimum wage jobs plus some management jobs in there. I don't think there's a problem with that. All that money gets pumped into the economy in terms of City of Reading suffering, Anderson suffering. I support a tax-sharing agreement. As the immediate past chair of Shasta County, I sent letters to the City of Reading, City of Shasta Lake, and City of Anderson, asking them if they would be willing to step forward and renew those conversations. That conversation will come under Chair Modi now, directing it, but I believe they all have accepted that offer, and we'll move forward on that.
Okay, so you're saying is the... kind of moving off Churn Creek is
the, on Churn Creek. Well, that's the whole point the money city, gets taken from tax, one to go to another.
Right. But the tax sharing between the city and the county, which has been a big question about this. So you would like to see that happen?
Absolutely.
Some kind of plan that we can all collect it, put it in one pot, and then divide it out.
As you know, we just finished that process a couple of years ago, and the city of Reading walked away from the table in that respect. The county was still left there hanging. We can't do anything about that. But they've all said we'd like to come back to the table and have the conversation again.
Okay, well, let's go on to the jail, the new jail. What do you think about the new jail?
I support the concept of a new jail. Under AB 109, I am greatly concerned that we're going to have criminals out on the streets. It only takes one criminal. I mean, they're called non-non-nons. However, it's not a non.
It means non-keep. They're non-keepers. We arrest them, they go to jail, and they're released. They're non-keepers. It's not non. It's just one non. Non-keepers. It's
exactly.
Like they're too small. If you were catching a trout, you have to throw them back out there.
All it takes is one of those who are released to commit some heinous crime, and we're all going to want to make sure that we have the tax dollars available and the money available and that jail available. Now, I support the concept of the jail. We need to have it, but we have not yet in the county. We'll have this discussion in about a couple months. We have not found the sources for the finances. We may not be able to find that. That's being pursued right now.
Okay, so that may or may not happen.
Just because we have a $33 million grant that's been offered us doesn't mean we have the ability financially to operate it on a monthly basis.
What financial footing are we in right now in the county?
Well, I mean,
because the county's always been a little bit better.
This Shasta County is doing well by comparison to many in the state of California. As you know, publicity surrounding Stockton, for example, there are similar entities, about seven or eight of them, that are in bankruptcy. Preliminary discussions yeah. about bankruptcy. Shasta County is not there because we've been so darn conservative. We started 2 years ahead of everybody else in the North State by cutting back, limiting hiring, reducing wages, reducing future benefits, that type of thing. We're in a decent position in this economy. We're in a decent position. We don't have hordes of cash sitting around, but we're managing very well.
The one of the big things that's happening, you know, we're getting ready to take a break. I want to come back and talk to you about the Veterans Home.
Yeah,
That which is big, which could be a huge asset to our community and our county on three or four different levels here. But I'd like to talk to you about that, and then we've got many more questions rolling in.
You bet.
And if you have a question for Les Paul, give us a call at 605-4567. All right, we'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids. That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is, we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
KCNR right here, 1460, partly sunny today, with our temperatures getting to be around 69. It's lovely outside. Tonight we're going to have mostly cloudy with temperatures around 46. It's currently 46 degrees right now in the downtown studios right here on Market Street. You know, of course, we have several microclimates here in the North State. And so we always say downtown studios here on Market Street. This person on the show, North Valley Bank, sponsored this segment. Named Business of the Year for 2011. Local banks doing great work for our community. That's North Valley Bank.
Okay, our guest, Les Boff, and we're talking. He's a supervisor, and we spent a lot of time on that, and it's like a lightning rod when it comes to Churn Creek. So, but we also want to talk about your Senate campaign, but first we'll go to the phones. Tom, good morning.
Yes. In regard to the Knighton Road project, the director, Caltrans, said that the projected traffic increase combined with the slow-moving trucks trying to get over the overcrossing would cause traffic to back out onto I-5, which is a very dangerous situation. And I just wonder who's going to pay for the probably a new overpass and all the traffic improvements to make this project safe.
Okay, Tom, thanks.
Tom, good to hear your voice again, but thanks for calling. You know, I have the same concerns. The last thing in the world I want is traffic to be backed out on Interstate 5. For the same reason we were able to get money down in Cottonwood, we had the problem when you were attending a game at West Valley, traffic was backed out completely on all the southbound from the exit from the Interstate 5. If Caltrans and the Shasta County and the developer are not able to settle this issue, the shopping center won't be built, even if the voters approve it. Bottom line is, we have to account for the traffic. I support that as well. That's the whole point of Caltrans coming forward and suing the county and the developer because they believe it's inadequate. If that's the case, it needs to be fixed.
And if they don't fix it, then
it can't be built. Simple as that.
All right.
And the county, by the way, doesn't have the money to pay for it. So if the developer and contributions cannot be found to pay for that, then it's not going to be built.
What I was grabbing my face for there is I was getting ready to sneeze and kill people in here, so that's why you had that funny look.
God bless you in advance.
I'm grabbing myself here. Okay, let's talk Senate here. We've talked for most of the show about the county, and very, very important questions. People are so passionate about this, and I love it. When you and Gaines are both, I guess you could say, well, you're both Republicans, and you're both, you know, conservative to a point. When I say to a point, I don't know how conservative really you and Gaines are. What's the big difference between you and Gaines?
Well, let me use the Churn Creek Bottom issue as a great segue here. I could have called in sick that day. I could have been AWOL, couldn't I, and not shown up. You used that word yesterday for Mr. Gaines, who simply didn't show up for the interview here on the station. But in Shasta County, in any elected office, I believe the people are electing you to vote. Now, whether in the end people disagree with me or not agree with me, I would appreciate if they would consider the fact that I took a stand, the same way I did on the marijuana issues. You come out, you take a bold stand, you make a decision, and you suffer the end result, and I'm willing to take that stand. And here's why it's important. Mr. Gaines, while he would say that he's very conservative, he avoided voting completely, didn't even abstain. He certainly didn't go downstairs and vote on SB 48, which is legislation mandating gay education, or either the Senate equivalent of AB 131 that is forcing all of us in the state of California to pay for non-resident education. It's not right. At least take a stand. Vote yes or no, but don't avoid the vote because you don't want it on your record. Now, time doesn't allow me on this program to continue in that source, in that direction, but that's what's happening up and down this great district. It's AWOL. AWOL is a great word for it. The folks are embracing me, and I believe that I'm making great headway because I'm bringing government to them. We the people. It started out as of the people, for the people, by the people, not of the state, for the state, by the state. We need to reverse that and turn it around. That's the challenge we're facing out there. That's the number one thing people ask of me is, will you actually represent us? The answer is, I'm not going to force people to come and pay their respects in Sacramento. I intend to continue to bring government to the local entities.
Okay, you know, and Senator Gaines' office did call and say there was a family emergency yesterday. I just want to, you know, he just didn't not, it wasn't something there.
Right, right. Okay.
But
and
I understand
in
you're
other
saying.
Areas where right. the debates are happening, and I'm not able to actually directly debate him, there would be other reasons as well.
Okay, so you would debate him at any time?
Absolutely.
So if we set it up here on the station?
Absolutely.
For both of y'all to sit on either end here
Absolutely.
And go at it.
Local Reading Tea Party set it up, and I understand he's not coming there either.
I don't know about that. And
well, that's what they told
know.
Me.
Okay.
That's what they told me.
Anyway, well, you need at least two of you for a debate.
Well, there's four people running, remember.
Okay.
You're right. There you go.
You're right. No, you're right.
So apparently there'll be three of us there.
Okay. Yeah, that was one of the things they said. They need at least two.
So you betcha. You betcha. You betcha.
All right. The Veterans Home. Let's talk about that real quick. Frankly, I don't know what to do about this. We can go down there and stand there, which we're going to do tomorrow, and say, why aren't you giving money to the veterans? Give us your thoughts on this one.
Political blackmail, simple as that. It's a hostage situation. Sacramento has decided that important issues like our veterans, who should not be the subject of this type of political fight for taxes. AB 109, another area, if you don't give us additional taxes in your vote in the fall, we're not going to send the finances available to keep your community safe. Doing the same thing with the veterans. In my mind, the couple million dollars is just an easy answer. These vets gave their life, or they laid their life on the line to support our nation. I stand for God and country and family and a nation based in a constitutional effort that supports our vets. Simple as that. I would do everything at the state level I possibly could to see that happen.
I find it horrible. I find it horrible that they would just do this. That we're talking two homes. We're talking really a insignificant part of the budget for them to do this. And if it's something like, oh, you give us this, we'll open up your veterans' homes. I just find that hard to believe that they would do this. But obviously it's happening. And I can say this. And my friends, if it was Republicans doing it, I'd be castigating them over this. It's the same way I'm doing it, because it's the Democrats that are doing this and Governor Brown. Take a break. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Cloella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money? And were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a
various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Congratulations, you got three songs going there, Bob.
More music all at once.
Yeah. Okay. Our guest is a supervisor, but running for us, Senate District 1. Is that correct? I hope.
Absolutely. SD1. That's right.
Yeah, Les Baugh. And, you know, we spent about 45 minutes on supervisor stuff here in the county, with mainly Churn Creek Bottom and the jail and the veterans home. Tell us, in our last 5 or 6 minutes here, Les, give us just some of your thoughts on the Senate and what you would do, what you would bring to that.
I think people deserve, that are listening to the station, Carl, to understand what my platform is, and that's pretty simple. I'm a simple guy when it comes to government. I think we need to continue to push back against the state and feds. Overreaching policies are costing us a tremendous amount of finances individually, and jobs are leaving the state. We need to stop overspending. Budgeting doesn't seem that difficult to me. Estimate your expenses to be higher than they are. Estimate your income to be lower. And in the end, in between, you have that elusive reserve that everybody talks about. We need to continue to grow the economy and jobs. And that's not just a conversation. Let me finish, though, on the statement of my platform, is to shrink government. And here's the end thought, working together. Just a couple thoughts here. If we could choose with your retirement money, maybe you have it invested in a you don't have a state retirement system, or you have invested in the government's Social Security. What if it were legal to take just 4 or 5% of that retirement in investment, and instead of investing it in the federal government or in the PERS system, you could divert it to a local, a regional, perhaps benefit corporation that could promote jobs? Do you realize that 4 or 5% equates in Shasta County and a couple surrounding counties to actually $4 billion that could be invested locally? Think about that in terms of local production and promotion of jobs. And you say, well, that's just conversation. It's not legal right now. How does something become legal? You pursue the change. I sent on the NorTech Governing Board, it's a business consortium. Recently, we formed a nonprofit that will be focused on exactly that effort, pursuing investment in local jobs, the local economy. I think we know how to do it here regionally better than somebody mandating it from a long distance.
What do you see as being able to, from a Senate position, bring in jobs? Besides that, I mean, really putting jobs on the ground, boots on the ground right here. What kind of industry would you push into here?
Well, what's our number one industry is the question you need to be asking, which is ag. Our number one industry is ag. If we could get rid of a few layers of, I call it idiot bureaucracy. I use the term bean dip government. It's the same with our ag industry. You realize that we take almonds, we harvest them, the largest growing economy for almonds in the world, and we ship them over to China to have the husks removed, and then they ship them from China to Indonesia to be polished and bagged, and Why? Then they return them to the largest consuming population in the world, which is California.
Why? Why did it happen?
Because of idiot government that's in the way of that.
Idiot government at what level?
So state level. I say at state level, we could eliminate bureaucracy that makes it less expensive to ship it and ship it and ship it than it does to produce it right here. In the trucking industry, you know that if you have your vehicle...
Is it an environmental thing?
Well, absolutely tremendous environmental cost. SB 35, AB 32, okay. 375, rather, and AB 32, these are things that are costing our government. It's literally, California, in my mind, could become the largest bankruptcy in the history of mankind. We would make Greece look like a blimp in terms of financial wrongdoing if California were to fail. And people say, well, California is too big to fail. But perhaps it's too big to save. Even the federal government wouldn't have the money to bail California out if California doesn't get its financial house in order. We need people to not just go, and I'm a conservative Republican, right? We can talk conservative all day long. our Republicans, we go down to the state and we vote no on everything. And we think, great job, pat ourselves on the back. We need a senator that's willing to do more than just vote no. How about a senator that's willing to speak up, stick his neck out, maybe get a lot of criticism in the course of doing that, but say, I want to find business leaders, regardless of party, who are willing to agree on one thing. Let's get our economy back on track. I think that's a universal need in the state of California, and it has nothing to do with party. Everyone wants the state to get back on track.
Okay. I think we can close with that one.
Okay.
Supervisor Les Ball running for Senate District SB1.
We appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
Again, we invite everyone who is running for office to be on our show and be able to tell the people of we are the people of the people, or our station is here for you to be educated.
And we had lots of questions in here that we weren't able to get to. We spent 45 minutes on as much as we could on the Churn Creek bottle. I'm not sure if you're, you know, we need you back on. I'm sure there's more questions about that. But again, for the Senate, and we would love to host a fight between you and, or a debate between you and James and the others. Hey, tomorrow, Tom Basenko. Remember, it's the